Chilling, man. How you been?
I'm all good. So what do you do, nephew?
Shit, you know, I saw that little video, you know, where you were saying that Dub CNN be needing some real Snoop Dogg shit on there, so I thought we could make that happen.
Yeah, so you getting good feedback on the record?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, that post on our forums, they like real hip hop heads. They don't really like the real, you know, they still listen to the old school stuff and they like the new shit because you're really just spitting on there. And that my people strike, they like to hear you giving it up for the West Coast. And basically, it's getting real good feedback, and then they hyped up for the new record.
So all the shit I've been slipping out to him has been like some good shit where a nigga really been just getting his rap on, as opposed to just being so laid back and doing the Snoop Dogg. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna show some lyrical content.
Exactly. And you know that Vato track, that got some good feedback too. But it sounds good.
We gotta be real on it now, so it sounds really good now.
Oh, he doing the chorus?
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
Then I did a remix where I had Dion Monique on it, and I got a couple other SA rappers that's gonna, you know, so we can put that black and brown together out here. Because, like I keep telling niggas, when you try to put the West Coast together, it ain't just Bloods and Crips. You gotta get the Mexicans too.
Right.
If you don't involve them, you're not gonna really have them. So I always been fucking with them day one. So, you know what it is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I just put together two more groups.
I know, Western Union. That's my boy, Bad Luck, and Damani, and Superfly.
Western Union, yep. I put them together, and I got Warzone. You think my shit's super gangster? I gave them niggas, like, see, the shit that I can do with other people that I can't do for my records. Because, see, my records, sometimes my fans don't understand the depth of Snoop Dogg. You understand what I'm saying? So when I get on other niggas' records, like, for example, when I did the East Side of record, I could really get my Gangsta Crip on their record. Because it's that style of record, dog pound record. I could really do it this way, but on the Snoop Dogg record, I got to do it the way that I do it. But I say that on this Warzone and this Western Union record, these niggas got some brand new West Coast shit that motherfucker is not ready for. Yeah, shit is right, man. It's a good combination when you got Goldie Cam and 8, and you got Bad Luck, Damani, and Fly. So these are all good rappers that can handle their own by themselves. But putting them together in a group just makes it a team, and now it looks more structured and organized. And I felt like me bringing them niggas together would make it easier on them as a solo artist to get a solo deal, as opposed to just trying to throw them niggas out solo-wise. You know the game ain't really fucking with West Coast rappers right now.
Right.
We gotta make y'all fuck with us through unity, you know what I'm saying? If y'all see us moving together, then y'all give us a little more respect to say that, you know what, we gonna fuck with the West Coast. The West Coast is cool now. Everybody from the West is on the same page. You know,
right.
As opposed to, we can only fuck with Snoop and Dre because everybody else don't like each other. And I don't want to make Game mad. I don't want to make him mad. I don't want to make him mad. I don't want to make Suge mad. I don't want to make him mad. Now niggas are like, man, Snoop Dogg took the lead and said, fuck all that shit. He the leader out here. If he say everything is cool, nigga, everything is cool. If any nigga diss a nigga from the West Coast, I don't fuck with him. And if I don't fuck with you, guess what? You ain't solidified.
Right.
You know, it's either me or Dre that can stamp you out here. Niggas in the Bay can't stamp you. It's only me and Dre. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you.
Yeah. And Dre ain't stamping nobody. From the West, if you're keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with Busta and all his little aftermath crew. Cause
he got Bishop Lamont.
Yeah, but have you heard a record from Bishop Lamont?
No, not yet. I mean,
how many years you gonna say that? No, not yet.
Dre made him re-record one bar 107 times, so I think they taking a long time.
Nah, that's just how he get out, man. I went and did a song with the nigga. The nigga made me do each word for word until I got it right. But see, what people don't understand is when you're dealing with Dr. Dre, you're dealing with a perfectionist. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're dealing with the highest, it's like Buddha, you're dealing with God. So you have to be perfection when you're dealing with him because his sound is right, his direction is right, so everybody ain't prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you know. You know what I mean? That's a veteran look right there.
Right. I mean, you know, people still waiting for a breakup to makeup record.
Man, that's the record that I've been wanting to do with him because I felt like that record above D-Type's out and any other record that I wanted to do solo-wise because they've never seen me and him together on a whole record, but you always know that when we together, we the best.
Definitely, man. Hopefully it's going to happen one day.
If we wanted to do it, it would really be big, but, you know, Dre is different. And I always tell him, like I went in there like about a year ago and tell him, hey, you need to can that D-Tops record and just get on this breakup to makeup because niggas don't want to hear about you being sober. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
What I told him as a friend, like, nigga, they love it when we bombed out, doing what we do, and you getting old, but you still got to keep that young flavor. And that's why I don't think it's coming out right now because don't nobody want to hear him not getting high.
Right. And I mean, I think one of the reasons that, you know, you still get the respect that you get is because that, you know, at the same time you can go on or make a record with the Pussycat Dolls, and then you can go and make a record with Bad Luck and Damani. So I think that's what really, you know, makes you stand out.
A wide range, you being versatile, you being able to deal with different people. I'm like a chameleon. I can just get in any environment that I need to and just make sure it's right. But notice, I don't ever do nothing that's harmful to my career. I ain't gonna do nothing with no suckers, you know what I'm saying? With no motherfucker that's gonna bring my shit to the bottom. It's always something that can enhance what I'm doing. I know the Pussycat Dolls look like a different look, but there's some bad bitches in there. It was a good one overseas.
Yep, I feel you. But is your new record going to be like, you know, more West Coast style with West Coast features and beats, or is it, you know, it's probably going to be more universal, right?
Man, that motherfucker is West the fuck out. West the fuck out. When I tell you it's West out. I even went and got Brother Lynch, huh?
Oh, for real?
I got Ice Cube, I got Game, I got everything you want from the West. I want from E-40, everybody from Too Short, from the Bay all the way down.
Yeah, I heard about a song called Candy.
Oh my God, that's the B-side on the single of Vaco. It's me, 40, Goldie, Cam, Daz, and Corrupt.
Damn.
Produced by Rick Rock.
Damn.
It's vicious.
Yeah, that Western Union track, been getting some good feedback too. That I don't think so.
Vicious. That's a track that I had for about 6 months. I just threw the hook on it, and I was like, you know, and I don't know what I'm going to do. It was supposed to be me and 8, but I didn't like the way we were standing on it, so I ended up giving it to them niggas, and they killed me.
Right, I mean, not a lot of people do that, you know, just trading bars, bar for bar.
Yeah, but see, that's old school. It's like, we got to put flavor back in the game. That's one thing that's missing from the West. It's always based on we thinking that one rapper going to bring it back. It ain't going to be one nigga that's going to bring the West back. It's going to be a team of us that's going to bring it back.
Right.
Realistically, I ain't never went nowhere. And that's the only reason why we still alive, because one nigga been doing his thing. But imagine if I had 40, 50 rappers always popping on TV and videos and movies. And, you know, like that Southwest shit right now. Houston and Atlanta, we got so much shit coming out to where even the bullshit getting played.
Right.
You understand? Just because it's from that area. But right. It's a lot of great shit that they making too, but a lot of that bullshit getting played faster than they would even give a nigga from the West opportunity.
Right, it's because they're on top right now. You know, everybody get their turn.
Yeah, I ain't hating them. They doing their thing. But, you know, when the ball swing this way, we ain't letting it go next time.
Right, definitely. I mean, you
I was hollering at Nas the other night. And him just was chopping game. And I was like, you know what, cuz? Look what's happening right now. The West and the East, we ain't even in the game right now. Like, he was like, yeah. I was like, I don't like it. He's like, I don't like it either. I'm like, so what me and you need to do is make us a motherfucking movie. Fuck a record. Let's make us a movie to show two bad niggas from the East and the West, and that definitely would bring that shit back home the way it needed to be. So I'm waiting on him to get at me and let me know what he want to do on that tip, because I feel like movie-wise, that's a bad motherfucker right there.
Definitely, man. That would be crazy.
Yeah. He dope as fuck, you know what I'm saying? He's one of these coast niggas that, if it weren't for Jay-Z, he'd be the motherfucking hands-down number one nigga in New York.
Right. I mean, a lot of people rate him higher than Jay-Z, too.
Yeah, because his content and his diversity, you know what I'm saying, all of that and whatnot, so, you know, he get that other look like that.
Right, he's deep.
Yeah, and then at the same time, he challenged Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, and actually gave him the business on that evening.
Right.
You know, so anytime he challenged the king, you can really stand in there and squab with him and, you know, only feel Mike Tyson and then shot the crowd with some shit like that. It's not ironic why they cool now. Nigga didn't want no more problems.
Right. But you know, man, I think it's gonna do a lot of things. If y'all really drop, you know, that Warzone, that Western Union, you got the Cali is active, then you got the blue carpet treatment, that's gonna be, you know, a lot of West Coast records, that's gonna get a lot of airplay.
You know, I'm putting, just to put it out there, now I'm gonna go ahead and say it, 'cause I know you're gonna blast the shit out there. They about to make me the president, the CEO of Koch West.
Oh, for real?
So, you know, it ain't even no Koch West out here, so you know what that means. Everything for the motherfucking West. Brother Lynch, Be Real, Exhibit, whoever needs a motherfucking deal coming straight through me, and I'm putting that shit out.
Okay. That sounds good. And you know, man, a lot of people still wonder and always want to know about, you know, with the relationship with you and Trey D. I mean, you shouted them out on the song, My Peoples. But, you know, they just want to know, like, Do y'all talk? What's up with you and Dre D?
No, we don't talk. That's my homeboy. It's one of my big homeboys. When he went down, he was like intoxicated on them drugs and shit. His mind wasn't where it was supposed to be at. And me as a grown man, I love him and I respect him. And I know once he sobers all the way up and gets his head on square, he'll know and understand how much his little homeboy loved him and looked out for him. So that's why I keep a good spirit, even with the ups and downs. So when I told everybody, you know, niggas thought me and the East Side is, you know, I was like, nah, that's the homie for life. You understand what I'm saying? Just giving niggas a positive vibe as opposed to saying, nah, fuck that nigga. I don't fuck with that nigga. That ain't the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? Even though at one point in my career I felt like that because we was always clashing. But I'm a forgiving individual, and I feel like, you know, what he's going through right now is enough. I don't want to add no more troubles to him. I want to be a relief for him to let him know he's still got a loved one out here that's pushing him, loving him, supporting him, and I'm there for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't step on niggas when they get down. I try to help them up when they get down.
Right. And you got something new with Cocaine 2 on there?
Nah, but Cocaine came through, though, but I hadn't put him on the record yet, though. Came by the studio and just was letting me know, you know, pouring his heart out because he was in violation as well. A lot of niggas was in violation with just talking bad about me not wanting to be with me, and then they realized once they leave me that they ain't shit. Yeah, I say it like that because I motherfucking mean it. Every nigga that was with me, listen how they sound and listen to what they sound like when they're not with me. Garbage. Horrible. You can't name a hit record that none of them niggas that was with me, that ain't with me now, that they made on their own. That goes for all. I mean, that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the bigger man in this situation. Y'all don't even see how y'all fucking y'all money up. Everybody loves Snoop Dogg, so if y'all don't love Snoop Dogg, don't nobody love you. So you're not going to get no sales. You're not going to get nobody to support you. That's not the move no more. Suge Knight spent 8-9 years trying to make people hate me. That's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? What I put out is what I get. I put out love, so I get love. So I say that to say that, you know, even J.O. Feltman, I seen Cousin San Diego 3 days ago, brought him to my studio 2 days ago. We did some music. Now, me and Cousin loved up, and I'm like thinking about putting his shit out. And nigga know me and him had problems.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, if like I said, I give him a lot of love because he was willing to forgive me for what I did. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't think I was in violation, but still, you know, anytime contact is made, you know, it's kind of hard to forgive a nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
So we didn't move past that. So I'm just a changed individual on that tip as far as anything from the West. I ain't clashing with you. I'd rather roll with you, my nigga. And it ain't that I'm scared of you. It's just somebody got to be the bigger fish in this situation. And really, you know what I'm saying, make the shit what it's supposed to be.
Right, I mean, you made a lot of people squash their beef, too. I mean, you know, Daz had beef with so many people, and he been really, you know, calming down.
Yeah, because you understand that he ain't going to really win if he at it with people. If you got a problem with a nigga, go get at it. What are you going to waste your song talking about it for?
Right. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, you know, that's all positive shit that you're saying. You know, that's going to be a positive movement. I hope everybody gets with it because the Western Conference that you did, it was a real good idea, but I felt like after a few months, you know, a lot of people kind of forgot about it already.
Yeah,